Good morning. Would you please silence your electronic devices as we prepare for Donna's prelude, then be in a mind of reverence. Welcome to First Christian Church on this, which we're celebrating Scout Sunday. It is fitting because Lord Baden-Powell, his birthday was on the 22nd. And so we're here today. We try to do this every year in February. There's no specific Sunday that's designated to be Scout Sunday. Normally, a lot of churches do it on the week that February 8th is in. That is when scouting in America started. And as of this year, this is the 109th anniversary of scouting. To give a little information about scouting before I do the rest of the announcements, out on the plaque that's in the narthex, there is a plaque of Eagle Scouts from Troop 13. Right now there are 67 names on there. For every scout that becomes an Eagle Scout, when I first started doing this, 2 out of every 100 became an Eagle Scout. It is now up to 4 for every 100. We may think at first maybe Boy Scouts, quote unquote, dumbed down the requirements. That did not happen. It is that people have learned that scouting has a place and teaches young men, and now, as of February 1st, young ladies, opportunity to have good character, learn about integrity, learn survival skills, and such. If you look at those names that are out on that plaque, and it's easier to keep track of those Eagle Scouts than it is to keep track of all the scouts that have come through Troop 13. If you look on there, you'll see that there are, right now there are two doctors, there are several engineers, there are some that are in the military, there are electricians, welders, carpenters, several that are still going to college, and some that haven't even started college yet. But each one of them has played a part. And you never know when they might come back to bring something into your life. Several of you know that in September, October, I guess it was, I had surgery up at Wyoming Medical Center. The laser device that was used in my surgery was designed by one of those Eagle Scouts. To me, that meant something, that this young man that I knew back in 1989 went on to become someone that designs surgical equipment, energy-based surgical equipment. Having done some checking, at 45 years old, he has 26 patents on surgical equipment. Now, if I had seen him, or if at the time Russ Black was scoutmaster, at that time, I'm sure Russ would have said, this isn't ever going to happen. He'll be lucky if he's not in jail by the time he's 21. But he surprised us all. Anyhow, on with the announcements. I want to point out that our scout leaders are sitting and scout families are sitting over here. We got some in the back. If you are an Eagle Scout, I would like you to stand. I think we should give those gentlemen a round of applause. Okay, you can sit down now. We have several leaders of the troop and pack. I would like them to stand. And there are former leaders in this congregation that are not leaders, scout leaders now, but were in the past, and I would like them to stand. Thank you. The announcements are for today. There will be membership classes led by Pastor Cynthia. Those that are interested in joining First Christian Church, and those who have joined in the last year that would like to take the class, they will meet in a boardroom on Sunday mornings for 4 weeks from 9 a.m. to 9:45, starting on March 17th. If you're interested, see Pastor Cynthia for the details. Preschool registration for 2019-2020. For that school year, if you have a child, grandchild, or know someone who is looking for a preschool, contact the preschool at 472-0649. I know you'll remember that. Or visit with teacher Annette Crane. The number's on your sheet here, so you should be able to find it when necessary. Or call the church and they will direct you to the right person. Preschool is also having a fundraising event. It will be this Thursday, the 28th at 6:30. The program is titled What I Learn in School, will be held in the sanctuary with a dessert reception following in the fellowship hall. Everyone is welcome to attend. Check downstairs on the hallway. There are several silent auction items for to help raise money for the preschool. There's donations, home baked goods, all that, those things are appreciated. Chalice hymnal that we use in this church, the Chalice Press is running a final printing of the Chalice Hymnal and Praise Songbook, which we use. And if you would like to purchase one for your own use or for to donate to the church, so we would have several as years go on, it's $25 for the hymnal and $13 for the praise book. Associate minister search. In December, the congregation voted to call an associate minister to join the staff at First Christian Church Casper. They are in the prep work stage. We thank you for the job description team for their diligent work, and with Dennis Baker, Joe Cox, Melanie Dowler, Paul Halleck, Jennifer Hawley. A job description will be presented at the executive board meeting in March. Lent begins soon. Ash Wednesday service will be on March 6th. The weekly Lenten Vespers will be led by our elders every Wednesday at 6 p.m. and a soup supper will follow. If you would like to sign up to help provide soup, serve, and clean up, there is a sign-up sheet out in the hallway by a pastor's door. There's an announcement, Cindy.
We're coming up on your last opportunity to buy raffle tickets for the raffle, or for the quilt that's out in the narthex. We'll be having that raffle next week. So far we've raised just a hair over $400, so I'm fairly pleased with that. Although I just found out this past week that the going rate for a hand quilted quilt, like the one that we're raffling off, just for the quilting is $1,200. So at a dollar a shot, it's a really good deal. If you are one of those people who has taken tickets to sell outside of church, if you could make sure that we get those back by next week, that would be awesome. And in the meantime, I will be available after church today and before and after church next week if you'd like to still buy some tickets. Thanks.
Okay, let's stand and greet each other. And our opening hymn will be page 687, In Christ There Is No East or West.
Thank you. Scouts, attention. Audience, attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Scout salute. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Color guard, reform ranks. About face. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard at ease, audience at ease.
Now, if you would remain standing, and we will do the call to worship. One scout invites a friend, and the troop grows. A campfire is carefully laid. One spark leads to a blaze.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
That's how it is with God's love, too.
We've experienced it. We want to spread God's love. We want to pass it on.
We thank thee, O Lord, for the life of General Robert Baden-Powell and his work in starting Boy Scout movement. We are grateful that scouting has given millions of boys a vision of what life at its best can mean. May thy blessing rest upon the Boy Scouts around the world. Help them to be true to the Scout oath and law. Increase the number of men who offer their lives as scout leaders and also women. May the time quickly come when every boy who wishes to be a member of Boy Scout troop will have the opportunity to do so. Grant that the Boy Scouts may help to raise up in our world a new generation of citizens who will live by the standards of honor and duty. May they be able to save humanity from hate and greed and lay the foundation upon which a world of brotherhood can be built. In the name of Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. If you would, please turn in your hymnal to page 433. We'll sing together, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." I'd like to invite all of our young children to come forward this morning for a time of sharing. And if you have a Week of Compassion offering box, bring it with you. As our children are coming up today, I'll explain that they're going to help gather a special noisy offering for the Week of Compassion. The Week of Compassion is a ministry of our church that helps respond when there are disasters around the world or across the country, and it gives aid to refugees in need of dire assistance. I'm going to give each of our kids a little can, and if you have an offering box, you can open up your box and dump it into the can. It's going to get noisy in here. There's a can for you. Blake, oh my gosh, you've got a whole can full of pennies. Well, you could open up that jar of pennies and dump them in. Here you go, Zoe. Olivia, there you go. You're welcome. Now, this is not the only offering we have, because I think there are some offering boxes out there, too. So I'm going to send the children out among you, and I'm going to invite you, if you've got spare change in your pockets, if you brought a Week of Compassion offering box with you, pass those coins and that spare change down to the center aisle. We'll have you dump it in the noisy cans that the kids have, and then you all are going to come back up front with that offering, okay? Oh my goodness, Blake, yours is overflowing. Here, put it in a big can for me. There we go. Why don't you carry that big can, and when the little cans are full, they can dump them in your big can. Okay, go get the offering. If anybody's got spare change, hold up your hands, pass it down to where the kids are. Make sure somebody with a can can get it. If you want to save it, you can keep it with you.
Cynthia, we need a kid up here when you have it.
Okay, hey Blake, would you take that can up to the choir? Take the big one. Yeah, he's going to get a muscle workout, and I've got some here, too. So First Service left us their boxes. That was a quiet one. There was a $5 bill in there. We won't complain if it's not too noisy. That one has a check. Would you gather up all the little boxes for me? Almost left a penny behind in that one. Okay, open it up and put it in. Wonderful! You can stack up your cans. When they're empty, dump them into the big can. You dump it all in the big can. Oops, somebody was behind you, Blake. There we go. Can you reach in there? And if anyone wants to save an offering box to keep using, they can. We'll leave the extras here. That was noisy. Did all of our cans get picked up? Can someone pick up the big can and bring it up here too?
All right, here.
That's almost to the top, Blake says. Is it heavy? Here we go. Let's make a spot. They're both heavy. Wonderful. We can do a little weightlifting after church. Let's form a circle and hold hands, and we're going to pray. Oh, you can get that last penny and put it in. Every penny counts. Let's pray together. Oh, God, we thank you for every coin and every dollar brought today to help the Week of Compassion. Lord, we pray your blessing of love would spread around the world through the gifts we bring this day. In Christ's name, all God's children said, amen. You all can go sit with your parents today. We're going to have our young people stay in the sanctuary for Scout Sunday this morning. As our children are being seated, I'd like to draw your attention to the list of prayer concerns. You'll find it on the blue sheet on the insert in your bulletin. As we lift up concerns, I invite you to take a prayer card from the pew rack in front of you, write a note to someone who needs to know you're praying for them today, and then place that card in the offering tray later in the service. Our card shower this morning is for our Scout families. You're welcome to write a specific card to a Scouting family that's connected with the church. The names of Holly and Ward and Stupak and Hover are synonymous with First Christian Church and with Troop 13. Or if you'd like to write a general card of support to either the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts, you're welcome to do so. We'll make sure that the leaders get those cards and can read them to all of the troop at their next meeting. A joy to share today. Ed and Mary Burgess have announced the birth of a new great-granddaughter. Parker Mary Elizabeth Morris was born on February 18th in Sheridan. We rejoice with them and send prayers of congratulations. We also celebrate with Marie Hinthorn. Her 17th great-grandchild was born in Arizona on February 2nd. Josephine Cheyenne is her name. We continue to pray for people who are in treatment for cancer, including Cal Decker, John Barrett, Eli Halleck, Dave Baker, and others. There's a list of those with health concerns. Among them, we're praying for Alan McKenzie, who's recovering from heart bypass surgery, and Debbie Mestis, who's recovering from knee replacement surgery. They are both at Elkhorn for therapy. The current plan is that Debbie will be going home on Tuesday. She'll not be able to drive for a while yet. So if some of you are friends with Debbie, you might give her a call and see if she needs a ride to the grocery store or to a therapy appointment, kind of help shuttle her around town. That would be a wonderful blessing. Elaine Singleton continues to recover from shoulder surgery and is doing well. Our prayers of sympathy go out to the family of Ruby Lund. Ruby worked as the nursery child care provider here at First Christian Church for many years. She passed away yesterday at the age of 91. Our prayers are with her daughter, Cheryl Penny, and all of their family. The missionary we're lifting up today is Priscilla Yang, who serves in Hungary, and we continue to pray for the work of Week of Compassion around the world. Our regional prayer partners are the members of Bethany Christian Church in Farmington, New Mexico, and their pastor, Tom Goebel. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary if you'd like to sign and send greetings. Are there other concerns or joys today we need to lift in prayer? Sydney. Prayers for Cheryl as she struggles with a poor recovery following back surgery. Mike.
Prayer of joy. Charlie, the little girl that was in the accident on Christmas Eve, she came home from the hospital this past week.
Praise the Lord for that. We're glad that Charlie is finally home from the hospital. Last weekend, Kylie Stupak attended the Regional Youth Midwinter Retreat, and we're glad that she had that experience and that opportunity to be with other youth from across our region. It is a blessing today to have so many Scout leaders, parents, and Scouts with us this morning. We invite you to come back anytime if you don't already have another church home. We are honored to host Troop 13 and proud of the work that you all do in our community. There are other families in the church who are connected with Scouting in various ways. Some have had Scouts in their midst in the past. Some are parents of current active Girl Scouts. Some have been campfire girls, explorers, and girl guides through the world through different years. We give thanks for everyone who's involved in Scouting and the impact it makes on youth. And we thank you for sharing Scout Sunday with us here at First Christian. If there are no other concerns at this time, I invite us to turn our hearts to the Lord in a moment of shared silence as we pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way. We thank you, Holy One, for the privilege in following in your footsteps to reveal God's love to the world. Holy Lord, on this Scout Sunday, we pray your blessing upon all Scouts and leaders and their families. We thank you for the young men and women now who share the work of Troop 13 and PAC 13 here at First Christian Church. And we pray a blessing upon every family that's connected with our congregation that has been involved in Scouting in various ways through the years. Lord, we thank you for adults who give freely of their time to mentor young people. We pray your blessing upon Scout leaders, coaches, teachers, parents, grandparents. Lord, we ask that those who mentor the next generation will do so with love, with firm guidance, with care and compassion, with wisdom and patience. Holy Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. When we sin and fall short, O God, you forgive us and call us back to the way, to live following Jesus. We pray, O God, for your healing hand to be upon all those that we have named today. Lord, bless Cal and John and Eli and Dave and others who are living with cancer. Be with Alan and Debbie during their time at Elkhorn as they go through therapy, and continue to bless Elaine with recovery. We join with Steve and Cindy in praying for Cheryl that her recovery from back surgery will soon improve, that she'll be able to keep food down and regain her strength. God, we ask you to ease her pain and help restore her body. It is with joy, O God, that we give you thanks for the news that Charlie is home from the hospital finally after a horrible accident on Christmas Eve. We pray for continued recovery of physical health for her, and emotional health and hope for all of her family. Lord, we pray for healing for those who are grieving. Be with the family of Ruby Lund. We give thanks, O God, for her life, for her care for children in this place, for the impact she made on her family and her community through all the years of her living. Bless her, Lord, now with peace and eternal rest. Comfort her daughter, Cheryl, and all of their family. Oh God, we thank you for those who are called to serve you in specific ways. We pray for missionaries around the world, including Priscilla Yang and the work she does in Hungary. We pray for Pastor Tom Goble and his wife and the congregation they're called to serve at Bethany Christian Church in Farmington. Lord, multiply the offerings shared by so many with the Week of Compassion. that you will use them to make a difference in times and places of need. Holy God, we thank you for hearing our prayers and calling us to be part of the answer to prayer for a world in need. Bless us to live faithfully in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the challenges and joys for scouts of all variety is the work they do to earn merit badges. There are specific tasks assigned around a specific area of life skills that they must master before receiving a merit badge as a sign of that accomplishment. One of the badges is related to cooking. Sometimes there is even more than one. I know that Zach Hawley, at one time at a national event, entered a cooking contest. And the judges who watched the work that he prepared were convinced he must not have done it himself because it was a gourmet meal. But indeed, Zach knew the recipe by heart and impressed them with his skill. Oftentimes, scout cooking is not so elaborate. One of the recipes I learned from Girl Scouts was called dump cake. It has endless varieties. You use a Dutch oven and a campfire. You choose a can of pie filling, whatever flavor you want. My personal favorite was cherry. And then you take a box of cake mix. I liked to use chocolate. I thought they went well together. You dump them together into this kettle and bake it over the fire. It ends up being a sweet, gooey treat. It's a wonderful feast at the end of a meal when you're outdoors and hungry. The recipe for communion that we share on Sunday morning only has two ingredients. It's very simple: a piece of bread and a cup of juice. But the meaning behind that meal is truly significant. For the bread represents for Christians the body of Christ and reminds us of his sacrifice on the cross. The blood is represented by the cup. Whether it's wine or grape juice like we use, the fruit of the vine speaks to us of God's love, salvation, and forgiveness. Here at First Christian, all who long to know God through the love and care of Jesus Christ are invited to share in the Lord's Supper with us. Whether you're a member of this congregation or visiting today, if you are moved to partake of communion, you are welcome to take the bread and the cup as they are passed and serve the person next to you. Let us prepare for the Lord's Supper by singing number 393, One Bread, One Body. as we come to this table to share one loaf, one bread, one body. We remember the night when Jesus met with his friends in the upper room. While they were at table, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, poured out to forgive your sin and the sins of many. Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection until he comes. These are the gifts of God for the people of God." Let us pray.
God of growth, we do not know much about the childhood or adolescence of Jesus Christ, your Son. All of those years with their experiences and lessons get summarized for us in the simple words of the familiar biblical phrase, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor." Here at this table this morning, we break the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of what Jesus Christ did for us when he was fully grown. However, in the intersection of the beams of Calvary's cross, he fulfilled his mission of expressing love so that we might experience that divine and human favor in its fullness. Bless every human effort and association that teaches boys and girls to love God with all their hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and to love their neighbors as themselves. Send your enabling spirit to all young people so that just like Jesus, they will grow in wisdom and years and in divine and human favor. We pray. Amen.
Thank you. On September 20th, 2017, Hurricane Maria came into our lives and tore the roof off of our thriving church in the mountains of Puerto Rico. All the families in the church were affected, and many, many homes were completely destroyed. Even though our church is missing a roof, God's coverage has not failed. God has been with us. Thankfully, we had a generator and we were able to serve over 1,500 people that had no means. The Lord made available truckloads of food and clothing, but even when we had nothing, we served with our hearts. We have focused our efforts on rebuilding the community, and now the time has come to also repair and rebuild our church, so that we can not only once again be a place for worship, but we can be a place for shelter, a place for hugs, a place for our community to gather and have their needs fulfilled. A place to weather the storms of life. We are earnestly praying for the funds to accomplish this. I'm Pastor Milly Cortez, and the restoration of our church is almost more than I can ask or imagine.
As a member of Christ's family, we are asked to give of ourselves in three ways: time, talent, and treasure. Each of these items are given to us as blessings from God. May we not squander them away, but use them wisely, as they are the method in which His work is done on earth. The diaconate will now receive our tithes and offerings. Let us continue to make noise today as the children did with the noisy offering. Please accept these gifts and treasures and use them along with our talents to better your kingdom here on earth. Amen.
My brother, Lord, have a mercy on my sister. While I'm a praying down on my knees, Lord, have a mercy on me. Lord, have a mercy on my brother. Lord, have a mercy on my sister. While I'm a praying down on my knees, Lord, have a mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. When we gather round our brother who is lying on a bed of pain, we're praying, Lord, won't you lift him up and take his burden away. Lord, have mercy on my brother. Lord, have mercy on my sister. While I'm a praying down on my knees, Lord, have a mercy on me. For the children crying, for the parents, for the mother worrying about a child, I'm praying, Lord, won't you lift them up and give them peace for a while. I'm praying now, Lord, have a mercy on the children. Lord, have a mercy on my parents. Lord, I'm a praying for all of these. Lord, have a mercy on me. When I'm a calling, Lord, Lord, I won't be calling in vain. When the waters of trouble are rising up, I'm calling your name, oh Lord, have a mercy on my brother. Lord, have a mercy on my sister. Lord, I'm a praying down on my knees. Lord, have a mercy on me. Lord, have a mercy on me. Hear me praying now. Please, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me.
Good morning, everybody. Today's Old Testament reading will be reading from the hymnal, and it will be read responsively in page 754. The light-colored wording I will be reading, and you will respond in the bold. And when you see the R, then we'll sing along. Donna's going to play it through for us one time, and then we'll sing along, and we'll start. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
O God, you are very great.
You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters.
You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You set the earth on its foundations, so that it shall never be shaken.
You cover it with the deep, as with the garments. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke, they flee.
At the sound of your thunder, they take flight.
They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them.
You set a boundary.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills.
Giving drink to every wild animal, wild asses quench their thirst.
By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches.
From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your
work. Praise be.
The psalmist tells us, you make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. We hear of the image of fire and flame again in our New Testament reading today. A few verses from Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our speaker this morning is Erica Stupak, a scout leader and parent, a member of First Christian Church, and one of our newly elected elders. Welcome, Erica.
Got to get set up here. Give me just a second. Not very good at this.
Good morning to our all of our members. And I would also like to extend a special welcome to the Scouts and their families that are here with us today. We welcome you to our Scout Sunday worship service. We are so happy to have you here today. Scouting has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, pretty much my whole life. I don't remember it, but my grandfather was involved in scouting. I can remember my father being involved in scouting with Troop 13 for many years. As a matter of fact, he's still involved in Troop 13. How many years now?
35.
35 years. I know he's a wealth of scouting knowledge for the scouts and the parents of Troop 13 or any of the other scouting districts in this great city. I remember my brother attending regular scouting functions and getting his Eagle Scout. I can even recall dressing up in my little brownie Girl Scout uniform and attending Girl Scout camp up at Camp Sacagawea up on the mountain, up on Casper Mountain. And then I became involved in scouting again as a parent when my son started in Cub Scouts, and I accompanied him through his journey to Eagle Scout. My daughter also spent some time in Girl Scouts, and then I started again this fall with my youngest son in the Lion Den of Pack 13. So you could say that I have just a little bit of scouting experience. I actually joke with people that it's mandatory in my family to be involved in scouting, and that if we're not, we would be disowned. But, you know, that's just kind of a joke. I mean, but a little bit truth to that, too. To get us started off today, I'm going to read to you a passage out of Exodus 3, which is about Moses and the burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." On that note, one of my favorite songs that I always loved to sing at camp was Pass It On. It still is one of my all-time favorites. We're actually going to sing it today after at the end of the service. It wasn't until I was asked to do this message today that I started really paying attention to the words. The first few words are, "It only takes a spark." And I'll say that again for emphasis, it only takes a spark. I want to use that first line as an encouragement to all of our scouts. Be the spark to involve others in scouting. Earn your recruiter badge and wear it with pride. Scouting has so much to offer, especially in Wyoming. Have fun camping in the summer and in the winter. What about fishing in the summer and in the winter? Scouts learn many different talents as they earn their way through multiple merit badges and making friends along the way. I feel like it's the more the merrier. As any good scout knows, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. That spark could be you. To start with, scouting could be the spark in your life. You may work on a merit badge and learn something that becomes a hobby of yours, or it might be something you pursue as a career. You might literally save a life with your first aid skills you learn. Or you may save a life by introducing scouts to a friend where they learn morals and make good life choices and keeps them from going down the wrong path in life. You could be the spark in someone's life by sharing scouting fun with them. You might never know what a difference that scouting will make in their life, and all because you introduced them to scouting by inviting them to go along on an outing or bringing them to a meeting. So be the spark. Get your friends involved in scouting. Do you have a fellow scout that hasn't been here in a while, been to a meeting in a while? Why not reach out and let them know that they've been missed? As a matter of fact, this can apply to our church members too. If you're a church member, go be the spark. Miss seeing someone in worship? Write a message on the note card in the pew and drop it in the offering. The church takes care of the rest. Sometimes the only spark that's needed is to just know that you are missed. You can use your spark to start the fire in someone's life, and then they can pass their spark to someone else. Scout parents and other adults, we need your spark too. Whether you are already an adult leader, or you are a proud parent of a scout, or a parent of a potential scout, or a future scout, or even a past scout, we need your spark too. Without adult volunteers, scouting would not be successful or reach its full potential. I don't have any statistics to give you today, but based off of the experiences that I have, there's a direct link between parents being involved in scouting and scouts making it all the way to the highest award, whether that be the Gold Award in Girl Scouts or the scouting rank of Eagle. I'm not saying each parent needs to jump right in and go be the scoutmaster. Every volunteer matters. Don't feel like you have to take on this huge responsibility in order to make a difference. Find something that calls to you. Be the spark by volunteering to be the treasurer, or maybe the fundraising is more your thing. Do you have leadership traits? Be a den leader or an assistant scoutmaster. When my oldest son was making his journey through Boy Scouts, on his way to Eagle, we felt a little lost. He had crossed over to Boy Scouts from Cub Scouts and learned the hard way that things are different in Boy Scouts. You see, in Cub Scouts, the whole den works on a badge together. They earn each one as a group. In Boy Scouts, each boy works at their own pace. And so this could be quite a challenge when you cross over. About a year into Scouts, things weren't really going that good. And we had no experience or much direction on how to advance rank or what he needed to do. I knew as the frustration level grew that my son would want to quit. It was only a matter of time. I felt compelled to do something. So at this point, I made the decision and I joined the committee. I wanted to be involved in order to make things better and to be part of a solution. And it's mandatory in my family to be the spark. I started out by being the popcorn chair, and then I added in the fundraising commitment. With these new duties, I attended once a month committee meetings, which really isn't a huge time commitment. And wow, what a change. I was so informed and everything going on in the troop. And this made it much easier to learn the ropes and to help my scout navigate the trail to Eagle. And guess what? He made it. Dylan earned his Eagle in 2016. In Psalms 104, that we just did as a responsive reading, it states, "He makes the winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants." Well, living in Casper, I feel like we can certainly relate to the wind. And now with this message, we can relate to the flames of fire as well. Spark, fire, light, they're all interchangeable terms when used in the meaning of this message. You can share your light, you can pass your fire, or you can bring your spark. It reminds me that light is so important that is mentioned within the first three verses of the Bible in the Old Testament. Genesis 1, verse 3 and 4 say, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness." In fact, light is so important that it's used 13 times in the first 20 verses of the Bible. These same ideas apply to the church too. Don't hesitate or shy away from God's calling. Listen to it. Don't wait to ask, to be asked to join a committee. Find one that sparks the fire in you. Don't know what that might be? Visit a few and make a decision, or ask others what they think you might be good at. You can serve on the diaconate, you can join the Christian Education Committee, or how about jumping in to help with that associate minister search? Can you feel the pull? God wishes you to use your light, to use your fire, to use your spark, and be great, and do great things. Share the spark of Scouts. Share the light of this church. Share your fire. Generally speaking, we would not encourage a fire, but in this hypothetical case, let's use our inner spark and start a forest fire. How exciting would that be? So let us go and be the spark, share the spark, and pass it on. Let's jump in and help each other out and make scouting and First Christian Church great. Let's share the spark with others and start a fire. And it all starts by saying, scout me in.
Thank you, Erica, for sharing with us today. Each one of us has something we can take from that message, a reminder to be the spark, to share the love of God and the light of Christ with others. Our hymn of dedication today is number 477, Pass It On. If you're looking for a church home, we welcome you here at First Christian by confession of faith and baptism or transfer of membership. I invite you to stand as we sing together. After worship today, there is a time of fellowship downstairs with coffee and refreshments. We hope that everyone will stay. Please remain standing for the retrieval and retirement of colors and the Scoutmaster's benediction.
Color guard attention, audience attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Color guard, retrieve the colors. Scout, salute. Color guard, reform ranks. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard dismissed, audience dismissed.
I would like the scout leaders and the scouts to equally line up on each side of the sanctuary. Awful bear on this one side over here. Oh, we got some coming from the back there. All right. And now, may Scoutmaster of all good scouts be with us till we meet again, and may we follow the trail that leads to him. Be prepared.
You are prepared, sir.
Dismissed.
May you have a blessed week and enjoy being the spark.